Welcome to Microsoft Roadmap Roundup and SharePoint Server Reborn, or let me rephrase that, SharePoint Server Rethought. Updated on Monday, Microsoft Teams lock a meeting from additional joins. This feature is now rolling out and is planned for a full release this month. How to log a meeting? Well, in the Teams Meeting Desktop app experience, organizers can choose to lock their meeting to prevent subsequent join attempts. Anyone attempting to join a locked meeting from any device will be informed that a meeting is locked. I think this is quite helpful and also benefits companies which decided to set the bypass the lobby setting to everyone. Kind of re-added on Tuesday, Microsoft Forms manage and organize your forms and quizzes. This item was originally added on March 2nd, but after that, at least to me, it was quite quiet on that. Coming in September, we will be able to organize and manage all forms and quizzes in our own way to effectively archive and categorize the forms. Nothing huge, but if you're working with forms, you will definitely like it. Added on Wednesday, finally, Whiteboard gets better. Hopefully. Let's face it, the desktop app of Whiteboard was not too great, and I'm really happy to see this new roadmap item, which is called Whiteboard on Windows Revamped. For people living under a rock, Microsoft Whiteboard provides a freeform canvas where you and your team can create and collaborate visually via the cloud. It is your concept boards, Mural or Miro by Microsoft. The new Whiteboard app for Windows addresses key customer asks around offering a uniform and seamless experience with Whiteboard and other clients and platforms. Coming in September, it will provide many new features such as the ability to add shapes and adopt a user-centric approach by focusing on features such as inserting templates, images, sticky notes, text boxes, and stickers. All that by keeping the interface clean and the user experience simple. If you don't want to wait that long, take a look at the web version. That's always a good indicator. This week, we also got three new roadmap items for Project for the Web. I'm not too sure how many of you are using that, but I think these features might help us using it more in the future. All of them are currently planned for December. There is a add checklist to tasks, which doesn't need any description, different dependency types, so we will be able to add finish to finish, start to start, and start to finish dependencies to our tasks, and the important one, guest users in Project for the Web. So we can add users, quite frankly, and assign tasks to them. As mentioned, all of them are coming December, so not too soon, but better late than never. This week was not too eventful, but my feature of the week, not from the roadmap, but anyway, SharePoint Server Subscription Edition. Shared by Bill Baer, the SharePoint Server Subscription Edition represents the next step in the SharePoint Server journey. It is based on three core principles. First, always up to date. Second, secure and reliable. And three, designed for you, or designed for us. It also has some great other features like support for Windows Server 2022 and Windows Server Core, support for OpenID Connect 1.0, and enhanced people-picker authentication, support for TLS 1.3, you don't have to upgrade if you're on a SharePoint Server 2016, and many more features. About the price though, we don't have any idea on that. I'm not too sure about a server model which is subscription-based, but hey, let's wait and see what it's really about. With that, thanks for tuning in for this episode, episode 25, season 2 Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Until the next time, don't be afraid.